Tips for Dealing with Nervousness from a Famous Speaker. The following speech was given by a famous American speaker. It is not only a good example of public speaking, it also shows us insight into nervousness reduction in public speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to talk about some tips to help deal with nervousness. Notice that I didn't say overcome nervousness. That is because I believe that there is nothing that will make you instantly calm while speaking in public, except, of course, for horse tranquilizers. The secret to achieving true calm without drugs is in practice. So I'd like to share some tips that will make you appear calm while you're working at expanding your comfort zone. First of all, the very best way to deal with nervousness is to practice. Practice your speech so much that you can do it while on autopilot. That way, your lips and body will know what to do, even if your mind has checked out. While speaking, concentrate on breathing slowly and deeply. Not only will you not hyperventilate this way, but you will also keep a nice, steady supply of oxygen flowing through your bloodstream. Nervous people have a tendency to take short, shallow breaths. Hum a key before you begin to speak and lower your voice just a tiny bit. The resultant noise will sound less like the pitch of a nervous mouse and more like a normal speaking voice. Avoid nervous hand gestures too. Don't pretend that you are Adam and give yourself a fig leaf. Don't wring your hands like a substitute teacher in the wildest homeroom. If you haven't got a good use for them at the time, keep those hands hanging freely at your side. And try to put the whole thing into perspective. What's there to be afraid of anyway? Does the state of world peace hang on the result of this one presentation? Are small children going to die as a result? Will it even be something that you remember in 5 years' time? Why are we afraid of public speaking anyway? There is no good reason. We got something to say, why can't we say it? Some fears we have for a good reason. For instance, I'm not planning to take up skydiving anytime soon. I'm not quite ready to die yet. But fear of public speaking? It is completely irrational. Think of the fear in that way and try to see it for what it really is. Stupid. And if all else fails, quote a little Shakespeare. I have a favorite line that gave me strength, and I used to repeat it like a mantra. Unfortunately, the context from which it comes is a teensy bit grim. It happens to be the tool that Lady Macbeth used to talk the hubby into rubbing out the king. But it is a great line nonetheless. And it is the line that I'd like to end this educational minute with. It goes like this. Screw your courage to the sticking place, and we shall not fail. The truth about public speaking, however, is it does not have to be stressful. If you correctly understand the hidden causes of public speaking stress, and if you keep just a few key principles in mind, speaking in public will soon become an invigorating and satisfying experience for you.